Okay, our last issue tonight for discussion is the idea, concept of an elected mayor for Dublin came up again. This is rolling on year to year. Louise Byrne, why was it raised today? What was the context?
So this has been, I guess, an ongoing discussion, like you said, for years, but there was a Citizens' Assembly recommendation 2 years ago that there should be a plebiscite for a Dublin mayor. It was reported by Claire Scott in the Sunday Times earlier this month that there was reluctance to do that in government because there was a fear that a populist or a far-right candidate or someone like Conor McGregor, who I think is the real concern that Claire was saying the government has, could be elected as mayor of Dublin. And John Moran, who people will remember is the mayor of Limerick, he was the first directly elected mayor. Those elections were held around the same time as the local and European elections. And what he was saying is that there has to be democracy and, you know, people, you know, when the Limerick thing was on, there was concern about a populist candidate and people were able to, you know, vote for who they wanted to vote for.
Sean Kine, is it time to revisit this, look again, but not do it out of fear of who might emerge victorious?
Oh, well, look, I mean, elections always throw up different dynamics. And I mean, you know, I don't think political parties, the political establishment should be worried about a celebrity candidate like that. At the end of the day, the people of any city, and in this case Dublin, would be able to decide who's best.
Look at it again.
Whilst there's a direct elected mayor in Limerick, I know there have been issues raised over the dynamic of the office and how it's working with the councillors in Limerick. So I think these issues, I think, have to be ironed out and reviewed in relation to how the model is working in Limerick. Because I mean, if you get negative feedback coming back, it doesn't exactly inspire confidence.
Sorka Clark.
Yeah, I do think it's time to revisit this issue, and there are absolutely lessons that can be learned from Limerick. But Dublin is our capital city, and you speak to somebody, and as an outsider speaking to people from Dublin, they want a champion for their city. They want somebody who's going to stand up and who's going to put their needs, their wants first. And in many cases, there's a lack of trust between the electorate and the unelected executives of local authority, particularly when it comes to capital cities. They look at other capital cities, they see what it is that's been done, they see that champion there, but you either support democracy or you don't.
Patrick Rice.
Absolutely, but not just for Dublin, we also need one for Cork and other cities. Currently have the weakest system of local government in all of Europe. We've got fundamental issues in local government. Utterly, we've got centralised power in government departments. We need to have stronger local government, more resourcing at local level, and an accountable direct elected mayor in cities across the country.
Okay. My thanks to Sean Kine of Fine Gael, Sorka Clark of Sinn Féin, Patrick Rice of Social Democrats, and Louise Byrne of the Irish Daily Mirror. That is all we have time for this evening.